Welcome to Outliving Depression. I'm your host, James Kinnison, reminding you that depression is a liar. You have value even when you're broken, and you are stronger than you feel you are. This is my audio journal where I am striving to outlive depression.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
How you doing, folks? I know it's been a while. I had a rough patch. Things seem to be turning around. I went really low. I went sort of low. And then I went really low. And now I'm back for the most part. Depression and me have these games we play together where I used to be depressed all the time and now it comes in waves. I'll get 3 to 6 months off where everything's good. And then I'll get 1 or 2 months, 3 months where it comes back. I outlived another one. So I'm here and I can't wait to tell you about it. But first I want to tell you something kind of silly that happened this morning at church. It's juvenile, but we all love some good juvenile humor. I've been going to church with my wife. We've always, I guess, been a part of a church community, but not necessarily one that's had services every week. So this is kind of a new thing for us. Haven't done Sunday services for a while. But when I tell you about this joke, you'll know that we picked the right place. The pastor was up there and he was talking about his associate pastor and how he was a... He says, what I was going to say is he was a strong number two. He said like a poop joke, but I'm not saying that, but that's what I was going to say, that he's a strong number two. And I was like, you know what? I kind of like this place. I always wondered that on Star Trek Next Generation, where he called his sidekick number one. Like, is number one. Anyway, it's dumb. Topic for today is basically kind of catching you up on everything because I believe the last couple times I podcasted, I talked about trying to maintain my disciplines, which are reading, praying, walking, working, something else, working out, and podcasting. And I even had an episode called Podcasting Sad, and that's when things had just dipped down a little bit. But then the bottom fell out, basically. We just had some stuff happen in real life that affects the family, and it was like the last time I went down. I was headed down. It was back when I had that first job at the hat company, and I started getting really stressed out. Then I was let go. And I went really far down after that. And I didn't think I would, but I did. So life definitely plays a role in my depression. And I guess that's a good thing, because used to, there was absolutely nothing wrong and I was depressed. Anyway, at least now there's something for it to be grounded to. Let me update you. I'll tell you, we went on a river trip. My wife has this thing that she always wants to take the kids down a river every year. And we've been doing float trips and kayak trips and stuff. You know, just little drives out to the Lake of the Ozarks area. We get a room for the night and go down a river. And we did that. And when we came back, we had a message from the Airbnb guy, because we had this cabin. It was out in a bunch of land, and he had said, no dogs. It said it all over the place. And he leaves a message, and my wife, you know, gets it after we get off the river. And it's like, you need to come get your dogs. And we're like, what? Sure enough, when we pull up to the place, there's this mama dog and about six or seven puppies running around outside that he thinks are ours. And the kids are out there playing with them and all this kind of stuff. And we, you know, my wife calls him back and says, look, those are not our dogs. And he felt really, really bad. And he should have, because he shouldn't have just assumed, you know, to call us up like we were 9-year-olds and yelled at us like that. But short of that, he was really nice. And he was even nicer after he screwed up. One thing that happened is that my daughter fell in love with these dogs. We went out to dinner, and when we got back, they were packed up, taken away. She's like, what do you think you did with them? I'm like, well, he probably knows, you know, figured out who they belong to. There ain't but like 9 people that live around here. And she says, I'm going to call him. I'm going to find out where he took them, because I want one of those dogs. And me and Jen tried to talk her out of it. You are in college, you have school, you have full-time, you know, you're working. You don't need a dog. Like, Jenna, that's a 15-year commitment. Your kids are going to know this dog. It's an outside dog. They have totally different natures than inside. I mean, we did our best, but my daughter is nothing if not determined, and she always has been. You guys go back and listen to the old days when I was raising her ornery little butt, and you'll know this is par for the course for her. When she sets her mind to something, I mean, I can't whoop her no more. So she did it. She calls the old man. The old man gives her the name of the lady. Jenna looks her up on Facebook, friends her, messenger, goes over there, tells her what dog she wants, and the lady's going to let her go. Then she says, no, it's too soon. It's too soon for you to have them. Come back in a week. So we drove 2.5 hours home, and Jenna that very next weekend drove up there and got her dog, came back with it, named it after George Strait. Her name, the dog's name, is Georgie. And Georgie turned out to be a fantastic dog. Jenna went back to school about a week ago, two weeks now. And I miss Georgie. I hate to say it because you guys know I don't like dogs. But Georgie's a country dog, dude. He ain't no prissy little Shih Tzu or a Maltese mix. He's daggum real dog. She's awesome. She's so smart. She got trained so fast, I think, because of the other dogs, about going outside. She wouldn't just ring the bell. We have this bell that the dogs ring when they go out. She would bite the bell and fight it. And so I have a dog I hate, a dog I don't like, and then a dog I like. And the dog I like, I don't even own. We went up to see Jenna this past weekend. She moved in with three other friends, 4 of them total, into an apartment complex that is custom built for college kids. And so there are 4 rooms, each with their own bathroom, with a small shared living room and kitchen. And each room only opens to one of the girls' key cards, but the front door opens to all four of their key cards. So they have their own locked area, their own bathroom. Say one of them splits and breaks the lease, it doesn't hurt the other girls. The other girls still pay what they're supposed to. So internet's covered. It's all-inclusive kind of thing. It's really nice. They've got a workout room, a pool, big old pool. They have a safe place to drop off Amazon packages. And there's a tram that goes back and forth from the school to the place. And anyway, so we went and saw it a few days because she left on Friday. And then we went out there on the following Sunday and got to see her all set up. And she had her room all pretty and I'm proud of her. And that was a good day. It's a good day. The river trip was good, but it was hard, you know? It took a lot of energy. But I know it sounds like we're doing a lot of stuff here, but we went a few weeks later on our real vacation, because that was just like a weekend thing. We went to Florida, to the Panhandle, Panama City Beach, and we got an Airbnb there. Right on the beach. I was very depressed before we went there. And when we got there, for some reason, it's like depression just disengaged. I had a great time. And I tell you, being thin, because I'm pretty skinny now, it totally changes everything. Like going to the pool, getting in the water, going without a shirt. It's pretty amazing. And going out to eat with the kids and just being involved. Like I would mostly on vacations, just stay in the room the whole time playing video games and sleeping. And the family would go and do stuff and I would join them for meals. Well, this time I was involved in everything. And I made a point kind of trying to make up for lost time, you know? And the last day there was August 8th, which was my 51st birthday. The family got together and rented a pontoon for me to drive around. And so the way Panama City Beach is set up is there's like a bay. So you're not getting the waves straight off the Gulf of Mexico. And there's this area for pontoon boats to go around in. And you can go out to this island called Shell Island. And then there's an area where you can find sand dollars. And my wife found two. Unfortunately, they were alive and you have to put those back because if they're green, they're alive. If they're white, they're dead. And she found like two or three and I had to put them back though. You know, pontoons are the minivans of the water, but I felt like $1 million. I've always wanted to drive a boat. And yeah, it's not super fast or anything, but it was super fun. The kids enjoyed the crap out of it. And they were all jumping off of it and stuff. And we got in some deeper water and started diving. And they're like, "Dad, get in the water." You know, and I was like, my brain is still wired like a fat guy. So I was like, nah. And then I was like, no, they're asking you. And you need. And so dude, shirt came off. Flip-flops came off. I went and jumped in. I didn't even care how cold the water is. You know, we were doing all kinds of stuff. I was trying to do flips off of it. And they were just laughing at me, which is great, you know. And I swear the whole day was just so good. It's the best birthday ever.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
They took me to dinner afterwards, but renting that boat was fun. It was a lot of fun. The last real thing that let me do this and then I'll tell you the big news. When we got back, I got depressed again. It was just weird. Like I said, I unplugged it for a while. I don't know. But when I got back, I didn't have it in me to do podcasting. I was trying to do some of my disciplines. I was trying to get back on the treadmill. I was trying to pray. I was trying to read. Reading was one thing that I stuck with the most. But there's a point I wasn't doing anything for like a month. Like I got off of it. And I'm still not back 100% on walking. Like I used to walk 6 days a week or whatever it was. And I have been hit and miss with that. But I've been reading the Bible every morning. So anyway, depression, sadness, but this whole time, every update I've given you from the last time I podcasted till today, when I'm podcasting now, I've been on Indeed.com looking for a job because, you know, I quit Fast Signs. I had a bad experience with the boss there, just a toxic kind of thing. I don't know if I reported this, but my two coworkers also quit. So I've been submitting, you know, things, and I had some Zoom interviews here and there, and I thought they went good, and I got, you know, oh, we're going in a different direction, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know what's wrong with me, but I was pretty fed up with Indeed because Indeed.com lists all these graphic design jobs that suddenly you need a degree for, and it's like, you're not paying. Like, I would be mad if I went to college and you're offering $17, $14, $20 an hour for all that you want out of me. Because graphic design is one of those things that not a lot of people can do, but people think it's super easy and not worth it. And it's like, no, logos and graphics and signage, and that's everything. Everything you ever look at in America is graphic design. Every light logo, every icon, everything, every magazine layout, every flyer, every bumper sticker, every tattoo, everything is graphic design. So I got sick of seeing jobs that I could do, but I wasn't qualified for because I didn't have a degree. So you know what I did on this past Monday? I was like, I'm going to get on Craigslist. So Craigslist is like, it's like a trailer park, you know? I'm more comfortable in a trailer park. So I was like, let's just see what's out there. They used to list jobs, you know? So I got on there. I clicked on the jobs section and, you know, they have art jobs, media jobs, they're all kind of combined together. And you click on there and all there is, you know, we need models to take pictures of. I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I tried that. That didn't work out. I'm just kidding. But it's all pervo stuff, right? Which is why most people hate Craigslist, because it is. It's a garbage dump. It's a back alley. But something crazy. I went, you know, through all the normal stuff, media, art, you know, I went through gigs. There's just different places you can look. I just randomly clicked on web. I haven't done web design for decades, except I kind of have, because for the last 18 years, I have been keeping up with a good bit of web technology because of the podcast. It's just a direction I never thought of going in. So there's a job. There's only one job listed. And it says, you know, there's this company. It's a supply company. And they need a webmaster. And I'm like, webmaster? I haven't heard that since like freaking 1998 or something. You know, webmaster. So I applied. I emailed. They said that graphic design is a bonus. You know, if you know how to work Photoshop, that's a bonus. And I'm like, well, I sent an email and I sent a cover letter that said, hey, I know my resume is all about graphic design, but I know how to keep a website and I have graphic design skills and I would love to have an interview. And dadgummit, if not an hour goes by, I get a phone call and it's the boss. It's the owner of the whole place. And he's like, hey, this is the boss of the whole place. You just send us an email, you know, love to talk to you. He's like, how much web design do you do? What, you know? And I said, well, let me ask you some questions. Actually, what are you using for your website? And he says, Shopify. And I said, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anything about Shopify. I've never used Shopify. I said, but I've used WordPress and I used to build websites with Dreamweaver. And I said, you give me a week sitting at home with a free trial and a bunch of YouTube videos, I will figure it out. And he says, you know what? I believe you. He says, I agree with you too. All these sites are basically the same. He says, I would just say Shopify is a more intricate version of WordPress. And I said, well, I've been keeping a website for all this time and I'd love to try my hand at it. And so he just takes a liking to me right away. You know, he's asking me questions and I don't know, we just vibe, you know, we just connected. And he just seems like a really genuine, nice person. He says, you know what? I want to get the vice president on a call. Can you do a call later? Like a Google meeting. And I was like, yeah. And he says, all right, I'll send you an invite. And I'm thinking, it's be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No, within the hour, he set up a meeting for within the hour. I was going to go lay down. I was depressed and needed a nap. You know, we had gotten off the phone, I want to say at 12:30, I get a message at 1 that he wants this meeting at 1:30. So we get on the call and I meet the vice president, he's a younger guy. And I tell him the whole thing. I'm like, I'm not promising you anything, but I'm pretty good at figuring stuff out. And I've got a lot. They were like, do you know anything about social media? I'm like, yeah, I did social media for the podcast. You know about TikTok? I'm like, I'm not a big fan. I said, but I know how to do shorts. I've done shorts. He says, I've seen you do a podcast. You know, we would love to get into that. I'm like, well, I'm your man. I freaking love podcasting. You could tell the boss was ready to make a decision, like right there, that he talks to number two and says, do you want to talk here or offline? And number two says, talk offline. I said, I would talk offline. I don't want to sit here and listen to y'all talk about me. And they kind of laugh. And I said, well, yeah, I look forward to hearing from you. If something works out, great. So I get a call back within the hour and it's the boss, the owner. And he's like, okay, what we're going to do is bring you in. And you said it would take a week, you know, for you to figure it out. So we're going to pay you at this level. And pay range was between a small amount and it was a $5 difference. I said, start me low. And I said, the only deal is if you find out that I'm worth more, just pay me more. And he says, okay. I'll take you up on your offer. I said, well, awesome. When do I start? He says, well, you can start anytime you want. You want to come in tomorrow? And I was, part of my anxiety flares up. And I'm saying, why not? So I was like, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. What time? He says, come in at 9. That'll give me time to get settled and we can get your space set up and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I suddenly have a freaking job within the span of like an hour and a half. And so... so much for depression. Depression does not have room anymore. I was a little anxious, like I said, but I don't know. It gave me a shot in the arm and I'm not back to 100% yet, but I survived my first week. It's a good place to work, y'all. What did I say? I needed a place, a job that I could do, you know, and a nice employer. And I have that. I have that with this job. Now, you know, I don't want to jinx it. You know, I've been through two jobs recently that just did not work out due to bad management, you know, bad ownership. But these guys, they're really, really nice. They're family. They're a third generation thing. And here's the deal. Here's the funny part. It's almost like I've gone back in time, back to 1999 when I was working for MySpace, doing web design, graphic design. Right before that job, I had gotten my first job ever in graphics at Macon Tees in Macon, Georgia. And I told them this on the interview, by the way, and they said, "We have a location in Georgia, right outside of Atlanta." He says, "Look them up." And the vice president guy looked them up and he said, "Yeah, here they are, Macon Tees. They bought a exposure unit or something." It's crazy. So like even stuff I was speaking of from 20 years ago, they were able to instantly verify that I wasn't full of crap, you know? And thank God I'm not, you know, because if I was, they'd have busted me. It's better to live right, I guess, right? You know, just to be honest with people. So I went in on my first day and they had me setting up with a PC, thank God, two monitors, this old butt keyboard that had hand juice, somebody else's hand juice and dust all over it. And this nasty little mouse and this nasty little mouse pad, and I couldn't have been happier. And I got all the logins and all this kind of stuff. They put me to work first day, put me on Shopify. I ain't never used Shopify in my life. I got logged on, but you start to recognize things because everything, WordPress, all these front ends, they all kind of work the same. And there's plugins and there's themes. And he gives me some projects that he writes down. One of the projects was way out of my league. Way out of my league. It involved editing code. So I was a little stressed out for the first couple of days. And I called my good friend, Daniel J. Lewis. If you don't know Daniel J. Lewis, he was the guy behind Ramen Noodle back in the day. He does the Audacity to Podcast. He also runs Podgagement. He came out and saw us, and we met for the first time in person at the last NarthexCon. He is a dear friend, and I met his son, and we went to the City Museum, and we had a great time, and I call him up, and I'm like, "Dude, you got to save me. I got this Shopify issue." He says, "Well, tomorrow I'll see what I can do," and so I shared my screen with him because I had found in the code. Like, I know enough about coding to where I can find where something needs to be changed, but I don't know how to change it. I mean, sometimes I can figure it out. Sometimes I can, but this one was just beyond me. It's a whole different programming language called Liquid that is unique and proprietary to Shopify. And he's looking at this code. I said, "Yeah, this is Shopify." And he says, "Wait a minute, did you mean to say Shopify?" I said, "Yeah, what have I been saying?" He says, "You've been saying Spotify." He says, "I know a little bit about Spotify." Spotify, if you guys don't know, is an audio playing service, you know, plays audio from your phone and all this. You subscribe to it. And he's like, "But let me take a look at it anyway." I'm like, "Oh, dadgummit, you don't know. You don't know about Shopify." But I was right about where the code was. And he said, "Do this. And it should do what you want it to do." Dadgummit, if Daniel didn't figure that out. And he got me over a hump. But then I got really upset after that. I was very thrilled, but I was very upset. And me and Jen go on a date on Wednesday night. And I talked to her about it. And I'm like, "Baby, I did that. And I got through it. And I used my resources and all that. So I got credit for it. But I said, I don't know if I can do this job because if that's the kind of stuff they want." She says, "I wonder if you're not just doing a bunch of wish list items." They didn't hire a coder. They hired a webmaster. And you're not there to code. They weren't paying enough for a coder. She says, "I know about hiring coders and you pay a coder $60,000 plus a year. And you're not a coder. You don't know how to code. That's not, you know, what they expect. And if they do expect that, you need to tell them then that you're not the person. And that was the thing that I kind of felt okay about, is I told them that I didn't know anything about Shopify. And they told me, well, the girl before you lasted 2 days because she oversold herself and she figured out how overwhelmed she was and she quit. Well, that kind of made me nervous. And I'm like, gosh, I can see why, because they're wanting us to code. I can't code. But my wife just kind of told me and lifted me up and said, yeah, they're not paying a coder. That's not what your job description is, you know? So I went back to the job completely lifted of all that stress. I was able to go into to my boss, which is the vice president. That's the guy I report to directly quite a bit. Actually, we work together quite a bit. I went to him and I said, you know, some of this stuff we can do. Some of it's in Shopify. See, I'm doing it again, Spotify. I said, but anything that we're going to want to do outside of what Shopify does by default, we're going to have to invest in plugins, and I will do my best to find the best one. And if there's a free option, I'll always try to go with the free. And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, she was right. He doesn't expect me to be a coder, you know? So I've had plenty to learn. But it was more in the realm of what I kind of pitched myself as a guy that I'm a figure outer. I can figure stuff out. And I did. And there's still more to learn. But after my first week, I'm not going to say I'm an expert at Shopify, but I can get things done. And I know where most of the stuff is. There's been no more reaching out and needing things because they haven't expected me to code. And I'm not a coder. And they don't need a coder. They need a guy like me who's willing to work cheap and who's had some experience and can help them get to the next level in their web presence and social media presence and SEO. And they're doing really good. They're doing really well. But yeah, you're going to be hard pressed to find somebody like me that knows at my age to be able to do the things that I can do. I hadn't even thought of marketing myself as a web designer because that's a young man's game. But I would say the average age at this place is probably 50. And I haven't met a lot of the guys in the warehouse yet. So I know there's younger guys there, but people that have worked here have worked there for like 10, 15, 20, 30, you know, some of them more than 20 years. And that's crazy. And they're all old and I love them all. They're so nice. Everybody's very cool. And I work up in a quiet office where there's really nobody else in there. All that to say, I have a job. It's something I can do. And everybody seems nice. You know, he called me in on Friday and he says, well, you know, you did your first week. He said, you know what you're doing. You're really pleasant. He says, you're not an a-hole. I said, no. Thanks. Thank you. I try not to be, you know. He said, so what we're going to do is we're going to keep you at your starting salary. And then after, I don't remember how long, a month, 2 months, 3 months, I can't remember what he said, but we're going to raise you up a couple dollars an hour. And I said, well, only if you think I'm worth it. He said, no, we think you're worth it. It was like getting hired a second time, you know, just being affirmed. Because I got affirmed when I got hired. I got affirmed when they said, yeah, well, we're going to put you in this position. I see boss about once a day, once every couple of days. He'll come through. He's super nice. And he's got some WordPress websites that he wants watched over, that he does non-for-profit stuff. Dude, I'm all about that. I'm doing, you know, multiple little websites and then Shopify. And it's gold. It's great. You know, it's a little out of my comfort zone, but I'm learning and like I said, give me another week and I'll know so much more than what I know already. But, so anyway, those of you that pray for me, thank you, because there's never in a million years I'd have thought that something like this would just drop out of the sky like it did. I mean, I go from not being employed to employed in the matter of an hour and a half. and I start the next day, it's crazy. I start my second week tomorrow. So life updates, I got a job. My eyes are 99.9% fixed. As you guys know, I had cataract surgery on both eyes and everything is looking good. They did say that there's something behind the lens that is a part of my eye that is still a little cloudy. And that would explain some refractions that I've been getting. And so they are going to laser beam my eyeballs on Tuesday and take care of that. And then that'll be it. And it's an outpatient thing. I go in there, they do it. I can drive myself home. I can go back to work. Then I can go get glasses. It'll be great. And then I'll have perfect vision again. It's so awesome. I just didn't know how bad it had gotten until I got my eyes fixed. It was crazy that I was driving. So crazy. I will tell you my weight. Before the surgery, I was right at 300. I am now down to 205.5. And I think that's the end of my weight loss journey. I don't know if it'll go down more, then I would be surprised. But it's been hovering around 205, 203, or 205.3, 205.7, 205.5, you know. And the doctor told me 230. And I remember being happy about 215. So I'm at 205 now. And let me just bring an off the scale thing. I went to go get dressed for church this morning and I pull this shirt out. It's a double X. I put it on and my wife's like, there is no way you're walking out of the house with that. It looks huge. She's like, go look in the mirror. I look in the full length IKEA mirror. It does. It looks like a giant shirt. I'm like, baby, that's all I have is double X's. Those were my skinny man shirts. She's like, well, you can't wear that. I was like, why can I fit in a double X t-shirt, but not in a double X? She says, t-shirts must be sized differently because you're not. So I went through and I found a shirt that's been hanging in my closet for 6 years back when I got skinny for a little while. And it was a 1X. And I only have it because I stole it from a friend of mine named John Beckett. And I was going to preach at his church. And I needed a shirt. I had not come to preach. I had come to just hang out with him. And he's like, do a service. I'm like, okay, but I need a shirt. And I fit into one of his shirts. And I pulled that joker out. It was a 1X. And I wore it. And I buttoned it up. And I could pull it out like 4 or 5 inches. I might be a large in button-up shirts. Gone from 3X to a large. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. And I still have a fat man's brain because when I meet new people or I walk to a restaurant, try to get between somebody, between a couple of people, I think I'm going to need more room. I think I'm being judged. I feel like I still got a giant gut hanging out and I don't, I sometimes catch myself almost wanting to make fat jokes and I can't do it anymore. I'm not qualified. So it's weird. I have all this history of being a fat guy, but I can't use any of it in my humor anymore. Sitting down on it all day, that's my job. I don't put signs together. I don't do anything but sit in a chair and operate a keyboard and mouse all day. I got to say my newly formed bony butt does not like it. Just my butt. Just the bones. I used to have a lot of padding, apparently. So it's a problem. So those of you that, you know, just reach out your hands right now toward my butt and pray for it. I'm sitting in a chair that's probably been there for 30 years. So I will say I submitted a request and they are buying me a new keyboard, a new mouse, and a new desk pad. Instead of just a mouse pad, I'm getting a nice desk pad because the desk is 30 years old too. And it is like the finish is coming off of it. It is rough. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Severance, but Severance was going for this late 80s vibe. And this place actually has that kind of like in Loki, where the time circuit people, you know, were going for this retro vibe. That is exactly what this place has in scores. And it's great. I felt kind of dumb. I'm like, you know, why is Webmaster bugging me? Why is that bugging me? There's got to be, I mean, I haven't heard that term used in a long time, but that's what, you know, they call it. And that's what I was hired to do, to be a webmaster. And I looked that up, and sure enough, it says some people find it archaic. And I looked up, I was like, what does archaic mean? And I looked that up, and it said outdated and misrepresentative or something like that. And so I looked and said, what do they call them now? And they're like site admin. And I'm like, oh, I like the sound of that. I'm a site admin. I could just tell them I'm a site admin. And then I'm like, no way. This place is retro as crap. It's got, you know, old fluorescent bulbs hanging from the ceiling. And I'm in this 30-year-old desk and I'm a freaking webmaster, by God. I'm a webmaster. I'm going to get it on a t-shirt, all white letters right across. I'm going to wear it on dates. Jen's like, no, you ain't. I'm a webmaster. I'm old school. I'm a freaking webmaster. So you know what? When I updated my LinkedIn and I put the job on my Facebook, I put that I am a webmaster because that's what I am. I'm a webmaster. So obviously I'm trying to get back into working out and walking every day. I got to take one thing at a time. You know me with my 1% changes. So trying to get back into good habits. So I'm reading the Bible regularly. I am walking. I'm going to start walking every day starting tomorrow. I have been walking every other day, but I'm still walking for 30 minutes, 3 and 3, 3 on incline, 3 on speed. So I haven't lost anything. You'd think I would get on and just be, you know, I didn't stay off it long enough to where it affected me. And that's great. So that doesn't pull me down at all. So I'm going to get back to working out, walking every day, and then working out will be next. Obviously, I podcasted Thursday. So Tuesday, you guys have an episode coming out, unless you're already a Patreon and you're supporting the show, in which case you got it on Saturday. Yeah, you got your episode early. We're Both Right. That I do with my wife is next. We're already talking about our topic. So this job has been a shot in the arm. And I'm still about a 3, I would say, on the depression scale, of 1 to 10. 10 being the worst and 1 being no depression. I'd say I'm about a 3. So I'm tired still. I come home from work and I lay down. But the job has been good for me. I'm on a schedule. I'm getting up at the same time. It's really helped me with eating because I was starting to get hungry. Being home all day with food in the kitchen, y'all know how that is. It's just not good. You know, I wasn't gaining weight, but I was being tempted, and I don't want to be there. So I bring everything that I need for the whole day in one little sack, and I keep it in the fridge, and I have a timer set for 10 when I eat a tiny snack, for noon when I get a half hour for lunch, 3 o'clock when I get another snack. And then I come home and have dinner, and you know, my weight is at 205.5. So, but trying to get back to those disciplines is a big thing for me. Family update wise, Jen is still trying to work things out with her new job. It's like a tsunami, she says, but she kind of had a breakthrough recently, and she realized, you know, I'm not to blame for the situation that I walked into. And she said, I kind of had taken that on, like it was my job to fix it overnight, and like I was being faulted for it not being fixed. And she's like, you know, I'm there to do a job, and I'm not gonna hold myself accountable, because it was just transferring into pressure and stress for her. But she has a great boss, apparently. He is so supportive, and he's in New York. It's a really good thing. So I'm glad she's had that, because the job has been stressful and she's been challenged, and she's having a great time there, but it's new and different. And she had worked at the place she worked at before for like 8 years. So this is, you know, and we're old now, and change is not easy. I mean, we've had a lot of changes around the house lately. So Jenna has a dog, but now she has it all by herself, because she and the dog went to college. And we got to see the dog when we went to go visit her, and the dog's doing great. And she's got a little corner she sleeps in, and they have a little place that you can take the dog out right outside the front of the apartments, and it has grass and it has bags and a little trash can there. And so, but it's kind of great because Jenna got the dog and said she would take care of it. And then she immediately not take care of it. And she went out with her friends and she stayed out late and she worked. And I took care of the dog mostly, which is why I kind of fell in love with her. I took care of the dog during the day and, you know, made sure that she was training and all this kind of stuff. And glad to do it. Love that little monster. What kind of dog is she? Somebody's going to ask. Well, her mother was a poodle shepherd mix or something like that. Labrador mix. I don't know. She was a hot mess. That's all I know. You know those dogs I'm talking about that live in a trailer park where it looks like they've had babies their whole life, you know, over and over. That's what the mom looks like. She stood about 2.5 to 3 foot tall, had long legs. Georgie has a beagle daddy and this mixed up mama. So Georgie looks like her mama in the face, looks like a beagle in the body, and has her mama's long legs. So I think she's going to be a very tall, medium-sized dog. So always awkward looking, and I think it's going to be great. She's super cute. She's just a mix of colors. Just all over her face, especially, just lots of colors and mostly black, but like a beagle, but tons of mixes of colors and short hair, not curly like her mama. So her mama had that poodle mix in her. But anyway, so there you go. So Jenna's got the dog all by herself and she called her mom the other day and says, this dog is so bad. Oh my gosh, it chews on everything. And we're like, yeah, I know. That's why we were crate training her. With crate training, you put them in their cage anytime you're not looking at them directly. And you just kind of have to give them toys and stuff to keep them from doing that. And she's like, well, Leia taught her how to bark. And that's the dog I hate, is Leia. And it's not true. It's not a true tale. I would love for Leia to be at blame because she is the worst dog ever to walk the earth. But that little dog tortured Leia, which I thought was hilarious, which is why I love Georgie. Because Georgie loved Leia's little poofed out tail. And Georgie would run behind Leia, no matter where she was, and bite her on the tail. And I thought it was amazing because Leia would run into her cage and put her tail underneath her and lay down. That's the only way she could get any peace. And doggy, Georgie would bark at her and want to play. And Leia wasn't having nothing to do with it. You know, she was old. She's like a bitter old lady. But by the end there, they were fighting and playing with each other. And Leia would bark along with Georgie. And they would make all kinds of racket. But I thought it was great. Because Georgie meant it totally 100% play. Leia meant it about 50% play and 50% I really wish I could hurt you. Kind of thing. So I was like, this is great because it's funny for me to watch and it's annoying for Leia. So yeah, she's calling mom and saying that Leia taught her how to bark. And that's bull crap. It's a puppy. It's a puppy that lived outside. It's a puppy that probably ate some stuff that was dead. It's a puppy that's used to drinking out of streams and who knows how to sleep in the rain. Like, my stupid dogs are so prissy, they don't even want to get off the concrete into the grass. I have to chase them off the concrete into the grass. I took the dog out, the puppy out, when it's raining, and she just lays down in the grass and starts rolling around. Like, this dog is amazing. She'll lick the water off the grass. She doesn't care. She thinks it's awesome. Jay's back in school. He's holding down his job. Super proud of him. I'm just hoping that his grades stay up, you know, because he's never had a job and school at the same time and sports. He's juggling a lot now, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out. So what am I reading, watching, playing, and doing? Well, I'm reading the Bible again, and I'm reading Fellowship of the Ring. I started reading it on our vacation to Florida, and I got so sucked into that thing. I'm like halfway done. It's a giant book. Well, I finished Andor, which is great on Disney. It's the best. It is singly the best thing short of maybe the first season of The Mandalorian that they have put out for Disney. So I would say it's a Mandalorian, Andor, and then The Acolyte, which I know everybody hates The Acolyte, but it's a great show. Fast and Furious 7. I'm in the middle of watching. I still have to get to 10. And I rewatched Rogue One. I have to watch it once in a while. It's got to be my all-time favorite Star Wars movie, I swear. I love that movie so much. I watched The Force Awakens because I've been watching The Clone Wars. And it's a cartoon, and it's from the 2000s. And it was for kids, but there is so much Star Wars, and it's Lucas Star Wars. And I've never been a prequel fan, but I feel like I was missing out. I wanted to watch Ahsoka on Disney Channel or on Disney Plus. And as soon as I started watching it, I'm like, yeah, I'm missing too much. I don't even know who this character is. So I started watching Clone Wars, and it's so good, y'all. It's so good. I kind of scared my wife because we were on a date, and it's like I said, I never realized how much I was missing in my life until I started watching Clone Wars. And she says, you are so stupid. I'm like, what? She said, I thought you were saying something serious, like something about our marriage. You know how much you were missing in your life until Clone Wars? I'm like, yeah, sorry. That probably wasn't the best way to phrase that. So I've been playing Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, like especially recently I've been playing it again. I played it on while I was gone on my Steam Deck. And I've been playing What Remains of Edith Finch, which is a first-person walking simulator with a story. Because I'm finding as I get old, I don't like hard video games. So I've got Star Wars Fallen Order on easy. Because I enjoy the gameplay. I enjoy the scenery and the locale and the images and graphics and all that. But I just enjoy the story. And the older I get, the more video games just seem like movies with work. But I'm trying to really stick to not buying any more video games until I've finished a few. I've got a backlog. So Star Wars Fallen Order, I'm getting further and further in that. I feel like I'm about halfway through. What Remains of Edith Finch is a mystery. And it's very creative. And it's very awesome. Like I was a little girl climbing in a tree. And then the little girl imagines she turns into an owl, and then you're flying, and then you turn into a shark, and you're falling down the side of a hill, and you get in the water, and I don't know. It's pretty awesome, and it was on sale. They had a summer sale, and I got it. So, and then playing Darksiders 2, which means nothing to most of you, but it's a game that I wanted to play for a long time, so I loaded it up, and I started playing it, and it's great. So, it's good. What have I been doing? I've got stuff from a bobblehead project. I mentioned that in the last episode. And I've got lights for my shelves that I want to put in for my display shelves. But I have no desire yet to do anything creative. Like, I'm still at a 3. So right now, all my energy is going into work and family and the little bit of podcasting that I'm trying to scrape out. I did do lawn work with Jen that I got high praise for. My son mows, but he's never been an edger, you know, a weed eater kind of guy. And so I went out there with some tools and I brushed up after he was done. And Jen just, she's like, I've wanted it to look like this forever. And I feel kind of bad because I could have been doing it all along, but I do what I can when I can, so that when I can't, it's not that big a deal. Apparently when I can and I do, it is a big deal. So I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to go out there once a week and trim stuff up. Closing thought for this episode. I know it's gone a little long. I apologize for that, but it was a lot to say, especially about the job. It's a big deal. I know a lot of you are going to be very happy for me, and I appreciate that. And I do covet your prayers and your good wishes, but I wanted to say this, that try to be optimistic when you go down. If you're a depressed person like me, maybe it comes in waves. Maybe it's all the time. Maybe it's a couple times a week. I don't know. Everybody's different. It's as unique as everyone's uniqueness. Feel like depression is custom built for each one of us. But I want to say that I was more optimistic this time in my downtime. Typically when I'm in an up or a down cycle, I think that they're both going to last forever. And so when I'm up and start to come down, it takes me way down because I thought I was done. And when I'm down, I feel like it's going to last forever. And so I go down further. And it keeps me down longer. But this time I was optimistic. I was like, I'm just going to wait for this to pass. This will pass. I will be up again. I will be normal again. And I don't know when it'll happen, but it'll happen. And I did fight. And I did more podcasting than I would have done had I not fought. And my disciplines did come into effect. You know, I quit doing them, but I started back with what I could, when I could, before I should have And that, and the combination of that and the job kind of has shaken me back out of it. And so I don't know. I just hope that's something that means something to you. Those of you who struggle, just know that the tough times, they will end. They will not last forever. You will laugh again. You will laugh again. There'll be a time where you are joyful and you will laugh at a joke or something on television. And those moments are worth staying alive for. And when you're super low and when I'm super low, just know beyond everything you feel and everything your brain tells you that it's temporary. It's not going to last forever. The only people that don't outlive depression are those that give up. So don't give up. Brought to you by our supporting listeners on Patreon, with special thanks to Carrie Wright and Carrie Bernhardt. Join the community and become a supporting listener today at patreon.com/GOK. You get, you know, ad-free listening. You get a sticker. If you love the show, if it's meant something to you and you can afford it, I don't want student money or retiree money. I don't want you guys to have to. If you have a gainfully, you're employed and you have a few bucks, go check it out today at patreon.com/GOK. Email me your feedbacks, thoughts, and questions. Maybe we'll use it on a future episode. James@nlcast.com. So many of you write in and I appreciate it so much. I am terrible about writing back, but just know that even if it takes me a month or two to get my guts up to answer you, but no, I do read every single thing. Just know that, and that your words mean so much. For everything else though, visit outlivingdepression.com. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye.